we see all of these things that are out there and they can't compare to the medicinal benefits of the probiotics that are in sauerkraut. A quarter cup of homemade sauerkraut has more probiotics than an entire bottle of high-strength probiotics.
This is episode number 325 of the Less Strength to Health podcast. I'm Kim and I'm joined with Jamal.
Greetings, everyone.
And
peace and blessings.
Yes. And thank you for joining us this episode. Today's show is brought to you by Ouse. Ouse is a new card game with ancient African art and culture. It's similar to Uno, but it has a whole other spin to it. Listen to what other people are saying about Ouse.
So the deck is really, really beautiful, and I love seeing the images. I was excited. So not only elated, I was also really excited to see the deck, the colors. That was fantastic. So I was really excited.
They are in their pre-order phase, and they need 1,000 to move forward. So go to mezurakcreations.com to learn more about the Ouse game and pre-order your deck today. So now let's segue to the episode, and this is our Healthy Gut episode, where we discuss a healthy gut-related topic. And today's Gut Healthy episode is about sauerkraut.
Yeah, if you go back to our episode on eczema, one of the things that we were speaking about was that we are bacteria beings. Our bacteria outnumbers our cells 10 to 1. So with that being said, we don't put enough attention and focus on bacteria and nourishing and feeding the bacteria in our body. So I think that this is an important episode, and we're going to start doing more episodes like this, getting into how do we build robust bacteria? Because when it comes to a healthy gut, when it comes to reversing challenges that are connected to the gut, it's important that you have a healthy gut and body microbiome.
Yeah, when I think about sauerkraut when I was younger, it certainly wasn't like a medicinal food. It was just more for flavor and taste. And most of the time when I ate sauerkraut, it was just on a hot dog. And that pretty much was the only time that I would have sauerkraut. But as I got older, I learned that it is such a powerful food when prepared properly.
Yeah, for me, sauerkraut was a crazy experience for me. Growing up, I didn't like the way it looked. I didn't like the way it smelled. I thought it was absolutely disgusting, if I'm being honest with you. And when my dad would just buy it and pull it out of the jar, I was just repulsed by it. You know what I mean? Seeing people put it on their hot dogs and stuff like that. I wanted no parts of sauerkraut, which is crazy because it's like full circle as a health practitioner and as we're growing and as we're learning, and you learn about the power of sauerkraut and how beneficial it is. It's just amazing. You know, you go from hating something to loving something. You know, I love sauerkraut. But it might not be the sauerkraut that you're thinking of. Just to talk about sauerkraut really quickly, we're talking about raw fermented cabbage, which is what we call sauerkraut. We're not talking about the cabbage that you find in the condiments aisle labeled sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. They're both called sauerkraut, but it's two separate foods altogether, right? You got your commercial sauerkraut, and then you have your life-giving, we're going to call it medicinal sauerkraut, because when sauerkraut is prepared properly, it's a medicine.
Right.
And when we traditionally think about sauerkraut, we usually give the credit to the Germans, that the Germans brought sauerkraut here, which is true. However, sauerkraut actually started in China. When we look at all cultures, all indigenous cultures, we all had traditional foods that were fermented in some way. And fermentation, when we ferment foods, we're usually fermenting them as a way to naturally preserve them. But over the years, we found that not only were we preserving these foods and able to store them for long periods of time, especially before we had access to refrigeration, because sauerkraut has been around for 2,000 years, if not more. It even goes back as far as, you know, Greeks and Romans fermenting cabbage. So we all had a way of preserving our foods. And they started fermenting cabbage in China. They would use rice wine to ferment cabbage. So they were having this cabbage, and the Chinese passed this on to the Germans, and the Germans created a tradition of having this sauerkraut with their meats, sauerkrauts with their sausage. And eventually, when Germans migrated to the U.S., they brought their sauerkraut with them. And now, traditionally, they were putting it on sausages. Now, they started here, we put it on hot dogs. And they started cooking it as well. So they would lightly cook it, and then they would add it to the hot dogs. So we had people cooking sauerkraut, but then people that were preserving cabbage and things like that. So we still had this raw sauerkraut, but it really comes from the Chinese.
So as I mentioned earlier, my first experience with sauerkraut was the commercially made sauerkraut that I would have on hot dogs. But on my food journey of when I was on the path of improving my health and rebalancing my health, along with that was more of an understanding of how food can be your medicine. And early on my path, I leaned more on a plant-based diet, and I actually went into raw foods and took even training and became a certified raw food chef. And during that time, that's when I was introduced to making sauerkraut the right way, which was allowing it to ferment, which changed it into a healing food. Before we continue with the episode, we wanted to share a quick message. This podcast is brought to you by Life Strength and Health. Life Strength and Health is a wellness center where we provide holistic health coaching to help our clients achieve their optimal health with our personalized approach to gut health. To learn more about us, just visit our website at lifestrengthandhealth.com. So now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I remember when you started making that. And, you know, we used to, a little goes a long way. So we used to have a little bit with our meals. And I noticed a huge difference in our digestion overall. Things just seemed like they just passed through your system a lot faster, left your stomach a lot faster. And I think that is traditionally what people saw when they were fermenting foods. I think it didn't take long for the Chinese to discover that this is medicinal and it's healing and it's really helping us in ways that we didn't think it would outside of just preserving our foods.
And also, I wanted to add, when eating vegetables, the misconception is, okay, if I eat all these vegetables, you know, this is healthy for me, but it just goes back to your gut health, and your body can only assimilate what it can digest. So when eating vegetables, if you eat them in a fermented state, it's just easier for your body to absorb the nutrients.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because with this plant-based movement that we have right now, it's this automatic assumption that all plants are good, all plants are healthy. And that's actually relative. It depends on the individual, because if your gut is weak, you can't properly digest all vegetables.
Right.
There are some vegetables that are going to be extremely stressful for you. So when you ferment vegetables, what you're doing is you're breaking them down. You're unlocking the nutrition, and these probiotics and enzymes allow them to digest a lot easier in your body. So for some people, you need to either have your raw vegetables fermented, or you need to cook your vegetables very well.
Right.
So one of the powerful things about sauerkraut, and the reason why I call it a medicine is because it's loaded with the amino acid tyrosine, which helps to regulate your cholesterol, helps to regulate your blood pressure overall. It's loaded with vitamin A, and also it has 20 times the amount of vitamin C than just regular raw cabbage. So when you're fermenting it, you're multiplying the vitamins, and it's super packed with probiotics. And that area, probiotics, is the real key, because it's raw. We're talking about the raw form of this. Raw sauerkraut is loaded with medicinal probiotics. So many strands of healthy probiotics that will feed and contribute to your gut microbiome and your overall natural bacteria. In mainstream health, we have this understanding that our guts don't have enough of the good bacteria, which is why probiotics is a very popular product and a lot of people are taking probiotics right now. But the problem is that the probiotics on the market, as strong as you think they are, you see things out there, you know, 20 billion, 10 billion, 50 billion, you know, you might see 100 billion, and that 100 billion is $100, right? So we see all of these things that are out there, and they can't compare to the medicinal benefits of the probiotics that are in sauerkraut. A quarter cup of homemade sauerkraut has more probiotics than an entire bottle of high strength probiotics. We're talking 10 trillion probiotics in 4 ounces, right? It is non-comparable.
Right.
So you have to take so much of the expensive over-the-counter probiotics just to get enough to begin to actually move the needle as far as building up your gut, when you can simply ferment cabbage and you can make your own medicine and start consuming it to get your gut in order. So when we're looking at homemade sauerkraut, that's medicinal. Now, there are companies out there that are making raw sauerkraut. Like, you can go to your health food store and some supermarkets in their natural section, in the refrigerator section, you're going to find probiotics, right? And those are great. And I think that is a really good start.
Right.
However, they don't compare to when you make the probiotics yourself, because you can't control what's going into it, the type of salt that they're using, the type of water that they're using, the type of cabbage that they're using, how long they're fermenting it for. Like, it's not usually as medicinal. It's still really good. And I recommend that that's where you start, right? If you can go to the store right now and get some, get it, consume it. But when you make it yourself, it's medicine. And you can guarantee that when you make it the right way, it's going to be powerful and transformative.
So before we go, we wanted to share a simple recipe so you can make this powerful medicinal food in your own kitchen. So you're first going to take a head of cabbage and you want to chop it into shreds similar to sauerkraut. And you want to shred enough that it could fit into a quart mason jar. Next, you're going to place the shredded cabbage in a bowl and you're going to sprinkle some pink Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt over the sauerkraut, and you're going to massage that into the sauerkraut so that it's evenly distributed. And then you're going to place a plate over the bowl and let that sit for 24 hours. So after 24 hours, when you remove the lid, you're going to see that the cabbage has broken down from the salt, and there should be some liquid at the bottom of the bowl, and that is the brine. The next thing you're going to do is take the shredded cabbage and place all of it into a quart mason jar. Then you're going to pour the brine into the mason jar and you're going to top the mason jar off with some good quality water. Next, you're going to take a vegetable starter culture that you can buy from a health food store or Amazon, and you're going to pour that into the mason jar. Then you're going to take a large cabbage leaf and place that on the top or inside of the mason jar, pressing it down. Then you're going to put the lid of the mason jar on, secure it, cover it with a towel, and place it in a warm, dark place for 7 days. So after 7 days, you're going to remove the mason jar from the warm, dark place, uncover it with the towel, and when you open it up, you should have some delicious, powerful sauerkraut. And then you will store that in your refrigerator until you're ready to use it, and it will have a shelf life of approximately 3 months.
Yeah, and when you're making homemade sauerkraut in this way, remember, it is very powerful. And if you have gut issues or not, actually, it's better to err on the side of caution. This is powerful. So I recommend starting out with 1 teaspoon, 1 small teaspoon, and have that teaspoon with every meal. And then after a few days, if you don't have any reactions, and, you know, loose stool, any extra gas or any type of digestive stress, if you don't notice a little bit of any of that, then you can slowly increase it, because you have to let your body adjust, because the first thing that this bacteria is going to want to do is regulate your gut bacteria. It's going to want to destroy the bag, get rid of it, reestablish itself. So if you have serious die-off issues, which will feel more digestive stress, then it's letting you know it's a little too strong, back off a little bit. But you slowly increase over weeks until eventually you could do a whole quarter cup or even a half a cup, which will be really powerful for you. That would be my recommendation on how to slowly scale up on your sauerkraut.
In this episode, we talked about sauerkraut, which is a very powerful food medicine that can be used to heal your gut. But sometimes you may need to supplement. And we always recommend the importance of consuming high quality supplements. That's why we are happy that we partnered with FullScript. FullScript is our online health dispensary where we give our clients access to hundreds of high quality herbs, supplements, nutraceuticals, and personal care products. Setting up an account is free and easy to do. If you do not have an account, just go to lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup. That's lifestrengthandhealth.com/signup to create your account today. And you can check out the amazing products that are available. And all first-time orders get 20% off. So that is the conclusion of this episode. The show notes page for this episode is lifestrengthandhealth.com/325. That's lifestrengthandhealth.com/325. There you can find all the information that we discussed in this episode. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until next time, feel better.
Yes, feel better, everyone. Peace and blessings.